USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Michigan is facing the worst current COVID outbreak in the country, adding nearly 7,000 new cases on Saturday in a dramatic rise from just 1 month ago, when new cases were averaging around 1,000 per day. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has asked the federal government for more vaccines, but is getting more people to administer the shots, as well as more testing capacity and treatment resources. Dr. Peter Hotez is the Dean of Tropical Medicine at the Baylor College of Medicine, and he tells CNN that with the B.1.1.7 variant of the virus quickly spreading, the Biden administration may be holding back some resources it may need to allocate elsewhere if another hotspot flares up.
So the question is Michigan just the tip of the spear and other states are going to follow? And I think that's why the Biden administration may be hesitant about throwing everything now at Michigan, because of the concern is then it'll just have to backpedal and go to the other states.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
A comment on a controversial topic from Joe Biden's past may come back to haunt him. Mike Fortier has the details.
President Biden announcing Friday plans to form a committee to study Supreme Court reforms, including court packing. But in 1983, then-Senator Biden strongly criticized court packing.
President Roosevelt clearly had the right to send to the United States Senate and the United States Congress a proposal to pack the court. But it was a bonehead idea. It was a terrible, terrible mistake to make.
Biden's criticism of court packing was also evident in 2005.
He wanted to increase the number of justices to 15. Allowing himself to nominate those additional judges. It took an act of courage on the part of his own party institutionally to stand up against this power grab.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the number of justices is just one aspect of reform the commission will look at. The Constitution doesn't say how many judges the court should have, but there have been nine since 1869. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden will meet with a bipartisan group of lawmakers on Monday to try and sell his infrastructure plan to Congress. The president has said that he would listen to input on the plan from any Republican who wants to get an infrastructure bill done. But Republican critics say there are too many things in the bill that have nothing to do with infrastructure. Congressman John Garamendi disagrees. The California Democrat tells Fox News that some of the aspects of the bill, like money for schools, scientific research, and broadband access, is part of building a modern America.
First of all, we have to have the best education system in the world. And that is part of this infrastructure program, rebuilding our schools, updating them in many different ways, including being able to take care of distance learning. Secondly, we need to have the best research in the world. That research money that perhaps others define as not infrastructure, that's fundamental. If we're not in the lead on research, we're simply not going to be in the lead. It's both the facilities as well as the researchers and the various programs. Thirdly, we need a modern physical infrastructure, roads, streets, transit, and broadband communication, which is a very serious problem for many, many of the Republican senators in the Midwest, and serious problem in my district in California.
And Hideki Matsuyama has taken a commanding lead after the third round of the Masters. Matsuyama shot a 7-under-65 on Saturday to move to 11-under for the tournament. Four golfers are tied for second at 7-under. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.